Hey, everybody. Welcome to the SM Show. Great to have you guys back for another week. We have an awesome show planned for you as usual, and you are now tuned in live to your host, your girl, Lady Steele. And as always, we have Mr. Haynes on the switchboard. Tonight, we have a very special episode, LGBT edition of the S&M show, and we're going to have a lot of estrogen on the line, so I anticipate Mr. Haynes is kind of going to play the background more than anything, even though I'm sure he won't be able to contain himself and have to chime in here and there. But for the most part, it's the girls' show tonight. And I have two very sexy young ladies on tonight, Elle Escobar and Star. They are going to be helping me co-host this episode. Both of these ladies are lovers, ladies themselves, and this was a topic that they wanted to discuss. So I brought them on to chop it up with us and dive into it. Pretty much, we're going to be discussing misconceptions of lesbian sex and relationships, especially in terms of AGs. So I think I have a few of my co-hosts on now, do I? Star, Al.
You can hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
What's up?
Nothing. This is Al, ladies and gentlemen. Introduce yourself.
Hello, 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 hello.
Why did you, you want to introduce yourself to them, let them know who you are, where you're from, and all that good stuff?
Well, I'm Al. I'm from Jersey, but I'm in New York enough, so I consider myself a New Yorker by default. And, yeah, she pretty much said it. I am, like, one of the biggest lipstick lesbians, like, known to men. I like girls that look like girls. I don't want that AG stuff, so y'all keep that. No shade to anybody that is, but, nah, I have to be able to do things I want to do, like get nails done and hair done and all that fly shit with my shorty. So that is me.
We're definitely going to get into that because nowadays it seems very odd to find lipstick lesbian couples. They're very much like extreme opposites.
Right. That's true.
So, do we have Star with us? Or are we still waiting on her to kind of call in? I guess we're still waiting on her. Really quick before we delve into anything else, I wanted to thank everybody for last week's show. We did a show on polygamy. It was really successful. I had a lot of people hit me up after the fact, and even the one caller who was super informative about the lifestyle, she kind of found me on Facebook afterwards, said she had a very good time on the show. Apparently, I'm a part of a whole polygamous community on Facebook, and I had no idea. So shout out to them. Shout out to Australia. A lot of people from Australia are listening to the S&M show, so thank you. So without further ado, what is it that is on your mind, Al? What is it that you wanted to discuss?
My whole thing was this statement really grinds my gears. When a guy finds out I like a girl, and they go, what does a girl do for you that a guy can't? Why don't you like, who hurt you? Does that anybody hurt me, Negro? You was born liking girls, right? Okay, I was born the same damn way.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that don't believe that. They think it's just a front or that lesbianism or bisexuality is just a trend.
Right. And it bothers me. It's just like they really, like, men feel so confident. Like, even how you could be the most ridiculous looking nigga on the face of the planet. And when you see a girl that's with another girl, it's just like, oh, somebody hurt you. Why do you feel like you... Who said anybody hurt me? That's what I don't understand. Why is that the first thing that comes out of a dude's mouth? Is like, oh, dag, who hurt you? Like, what did your ex do? Like, Nothing, absolutely nothing. I've had successful relationships, and I'm fine with dating women. Nobody has hurt me. This is just what I like. Who hurt you? Why are you so offended by me dating a woman? Where's your hurt from? Why are you so angry at me, someone who doesn't even contribute to your life, dating a woman? Where's that hurt coming from? That's a question you need to ask yourself.
You know, I remember one time I was 16 years old, and I used to live in the Bronx at that time, but I was still going to school in Brooklyn. Like 6 o'clock in the morning, a friend of mine, we're going into the train station, and this old guy, like regular, like older guy, he's trying to talk to me. It's like, ew, you're an older dude. And not really that I care that he was older, just him or whatever. I was bothered by it. And my friend instinctively, you know, this is what, like 2000, so nobody was all out in the open the way they were now. So she asked my hand, and she's like, you know, respect, that's my girl. This guy got so pissed off, like blood was about to come from his eyes. He spent that whole train ride was like 2 hours, and he spent now 2 hours terrorizing us.
He's hurt. You gotta let that go, sir.
What can she do for you? She don't got a dick, and he's all grabbing like his crotch area. She don't got this, whatever. Blah blah. Like he's just going in, and we're like traumatized because we're just kids. I just didn't want him to talk to me, but he was really angry.
Oh, he sound mad. You gotta let that hurt go, boo. Sweep through it or something. You gotta figure out something. You gotta harbor that hatred elsewhere, man.
Yeah, so that was literally like the first time I realized that, I guess, you know, lesbian women actually get shit as well. Because it seems to be socially accepted, and, you know, only gay guys get shit is what it appears to be. But, you know, that was the first time I kind of saw, like, there are some angry people out here that don't like this.
Yeah, I've even had slander from the celebrities behind that. Like, when I served at BBQs, and I don't know if a lot of people, if you're from New York and you go to Times Square and they have their little uniform, but you're allowed to wear any tie that you choose, you feel free to wear. And my tie was a rainbow-colored tie, of course. It was a gay tie. So, Lloyd Banks came in with his freaking entourage or whatever, and he was just like, they kept asking me about the tie, so like I kept swerving the question, like, oh my god. So I got mad, and I was like, yeah, the tie means I like girls, so what? They got so upset. So he was like, so if I hit on you, or I grab your hand, like one of the guys from his entourage went to grab my hand, and I snatched my hand away, and he was just like, so you don't like guys? And I was like, I didn't say that, but I'm telling you, I like girls. Like, just let it go. He got so mad that he asked for another server just on the strength of this rainbow tie that I'm wearing around my neck.
The nerve.
And I think we have Star on the line with us now. Are you there?
I'm here. Good evening, everyone.
Hey, welcome to the S&M show. Please let the listeners know who you are, where you're calling from.
My name is Star, and I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York. And thanks for having me.
Brooklyn in the house, no problem. So we were actually, we started, you know, tiptoeing around the subject a little bit, but you said, you know, this was also a topic you wanted to discuss as well, so you can kind of, you know, let the viewers know why this is important to you or why you wanted to have this discussion. Well, we kind of delve into it.
My issue with it is that as a lesbian woman, people feel like only feminine women like myself should be together. They feel like the other women who are the aggressives, who dress differently than I do, they don't understand. Technically, to me, they don't have to understand because they're not sleeping with them. But why do they care so much?
So I can make sure I'm getting this correctly. What you're trying to say, Star, is that their ideal lesbian couple is the image of two lipstick lesbians together, and AG's kind of like ruined the appeal for what a lesbian couple is supposed to be.
Exactly, and it is very annoying.
I agree. I can tell a lot. I don't date aggressive. I've dated a stud in my life, and it just wasn't for me because I like girly girls. But
oh,
I
love them.
I don't
you
think
guys you think like two diamonds in the rough because nobody's ever like coupled up like that anymore. I never see lipstick lesbians.
You know what it is? The thing is, they prefer to just come off as friends and they just sleep with each other. But if they're looking for a real stable relationship, majority of the time they want to be with an aggressive female.
Right. I agree for that, too. Because, like, me, I honestly think I know a couple of my girls are very guilty of doing this. They like lipstick lesbians. They prefer to be with lipstick lesbians. But when it comes down to settling down, the AGs and aggressive studs or whatnot, they're kind of like more masculine in certain ways that they're the dominant one. So that gives them a sense of comfort and security in dealing with, like, settling down with someone that's like that. But that's not the ideal person they'd be with.
Right, exactly.
Mind-boggling.
I love a lipstick lesbian. I love hanging out with them. I love looking at them. But I personally cannot date them.
Huh. So I'm the reverse. I like hanging out with AGs. I'm a thug. Don't let the eyelashes and the lipstick fool you. I will slap your ass in a heartbeat. Like, I'm dominant.
Can you honestly see yourself in a relationship with, like, a lipstick lesbian, though?
I've tried, yeah. And it just didn't work for me. Because
I took it, lesbians are looking for dominance.
My thing is, as feminine as I am and as I look, I'm very strong when it comes to, like, inside the house, inside the bedroom, and a lot of them don't like that. They want me to be extra girly like them all the time. No, I'm not doing that. I just can't. It's just not in me to be that way.
And how old are you?
I'm 33.
And Al?
I'm 27.
So it's pretty safe to say that you guys are stuck in your own ways at this point.
That's probably what it is, yes.
Yeah, that's it. Like, that's done, finished, finito. I know what I want. I know what I'm looking for. I know what I'm going for. So
what do you think?
If something happens, make waves, and that's something different. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
When we get there, right.
What do you think are, like, some of the most common misconceptions about, you know, lesbian relationships?
That they're perfect.
That everybody has to take dick, like, whether it's plastic or not. Like,
right.
That's not real.
They all assume that as lesbians we shouldn't have any issues because we're women and we all know what women are and we should just all get along like one big happy family. No, we have issues.
I would
in relationships just like straight people.
I've actually
the things that I hear, I laugh.
I've heard that lesbian relationships are a lot more volatile than regular relationships.
Of course, because there's a lot of emotions going on there. One female may be higher in her emotions, and the other one is just not that. They just don't carry that trait to be overly emotional, and there's a conflict there. Me personally, I am emotional, but I don't get crazy. I just don't see the need. I kind of like just say, okay, and just brush it off and move on. I don't like to argue. I don't like to argue. I don't like to have disagreements. I don't like to be volatile. I kind of like try to leave all that stuff outside and not bring it home.
Right. I am the same. I think I'm the same way. That should go for like most hetero relationships as well. Another misconception I think I've heard a lot in regards to those relationships, people seem to think that lesbians are a lot more lenient when it comes to physical appearance with a female. Like lesbian couples, they say the females tend to be a lot thicker or more plump than in a regular relationship. I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't think that.
No, I don't think that. No.
I don't think that at all. You like what you like. You're attracted to what you're attracted to. You can't help that. Just like straight relationships can't, you can't help that. That's just something that's not going to change. Like, nobody's more,
no sex or gender
or anything is more lenient than the other. Like, no.
Right, yeah, I don't.
Women all think the same way, no matter who I'm dating at the end of the day. Guy, girl, boy, dog, cat, frog. Like, women are women. We think a certain way. We have a method to our madness. That's the only thing. Like, there's no type of we're lenient and we let things fly more than straight relationships or gay relationships. No.
That's what they think, because they just assume, you know, female automatic estrogen hormones and you know, just soft and mushy shit all over the place.
Oh, no, definitely not.
Until it comes time for sex, for some reason, then you're transformed into, like, a sex deviant that does weird. I don't know how guys think. Guys are very complicated in that aspect.
Pretty much. They're kind of, like, just one-sided when it comes to the whole lesbian thing. They just feel like it has to just be one specific way, and that's it.
So between the two of you guys, have any of you guys ever been in, like, a regular heterosexual relationship?
Yes.
Yes.
And your preference is women?
Yes.
Yeah.
So are you, would you refer to yourself as bisexual or just lesbian?
Just lesbian.
I don't like her title. My name is L. I don't know. Because, no, honestly, like, there could be a fly-ass dude, bro, like, gorgeous, like, just ultimate fine-ass man ever, and there's a chick standing next to him, and she's bad, but she's not on the same caliber as him. I'm always going to go to the chick first, no matter what the situation. I'm always going to go to the chick first. So, yes, there is a bigger preference to women than toward men, but I'm not going to say that I'm going to rule it out. So if it makes it possibly I am a bisexual with a strong major in women and a minor in men, is that the best way to put it?
That sounds good.
Way of saying it.
That sounds great.
So now, okay, now with that being said and with that in mind, would you feel a way if you were to meet a chick, you like her, whatever, but she's bisexual, would you feel away?
No.
I don't think I would feel away. I don't think I would feel away. I just need to know that when you're sleeping with me, you're only sleeping with me. I'm very anal about bodily fluids and how things get around. I don't play that at all. Mm-mm. I don't like the mingling of the fluids.
Yeah, it's too much going out here in today's society. There's too many STDs. People are not taking care of themselves. Diseases are running rampant. They're overpopulating, like, cities and things of that nature. Like, nah, that casual sex thing, come on, it's really played now. You really have to buckle down and be secure with the person that you're dealing with.
I ask that because it seems like for ages, there's always been a beef with lesbian dating bisexual women. I don't know if it's a trust issue or what, but there's always
that would probably be what it is. Because a chick could tell you, "Yes, I'm only sleeping with you," and you know, anything is possible. She could turn around and be sleeping with not even just one dude. She could be sleeping with two.
Right.
And it's scary.
Like, is there a guy that could make you jealous, or that doesn't?
Oh no, I don't get jealous.
Well, lucky you. I wish I had that superpower.
I always feel like everybody is their own individual person, so I could never be jealous of someone else.
All right. I wish I had that power.
To not be jealous?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, I can't even lie. Well, let me take that back, because before anybody thinks I'm like a raging pit bull or whatever.
Lunatic.
Unless you give me a reason to be jealous, then it's on and popping. Like, I'll give you, you know, I'll be a little cool, I'll be real understanding, but the minute you give me like an inkling, it's over, it's a wrap. You know, I'm becoming like Nancy Drew on everything.
Exactly. So you're not just randomly jealous off the bat. So then you're good then. You have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, until they feel that heat. They always give me a reason.
See, and that's just bad. I know. If you give me a reason, I'm just going to ask one question and I'm just going to kind of like just move on.
All right.
Even if I do ask questions, which is very rare.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about something that I think it was, let's hold. I told you guys we were going to have a guest on tonight, and
yes.
I think you might be in the building now. Korstax, are you there?
Yo, what it do?
Hey,
how are you?
Welcome to the S&M show.
How you doing? Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We're fine. Introduce yourself to to my panel. I have Star and I have L. Escobar here, Mr. Haynes, and then the viewers. Let them know, the listeners, who you are.
Yeah, how you doing? It's your boy, Korstax. It's nice meeting you guys and everything like that.
You too as well. We're actually, we were in the middle of discussing female-on-female relationships and many misconceptions surrounding them. Have you heard any myths?
Nah, not about females, sweetheart.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Korstax.
I'm a hustler. What I mean by a hustler is somebody goal-driven, mean determination for success. You know, the press like to, you know, the media like to call me the gay rapper, but, you know, I'm here to open new lanes and do what I got to do. You open new doors, you dig?
I can definitely feel that. Yeah. So while we're speaking on misconceptions, I guess, can you give us some misconceptions, I guess, that people might have about you or living a gay lifestyle?
Well, my biggest misconception is people thinking that I'm using it to gain success, and that's not it at all. I'm me, and whatever I do is what I really do. So that's the biggest misconception.
Okay, with that. We have actually, you sent in some tracks. I think we have one up that we want to send and kind of listen to. Leon, you got one of the tracks ready for us?
Say it again, sweetheart. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I do. We do. What we're going to get into, the first track right now is called Pull It. So listen to it. Tell us what you think about this song, and then afterwards, let's talk about it.
You never
off a wire, bitch. Lose your head, I might go ahead, come bust your shit. Niggas sleeping, fucking bitches, sell a bit. Haters wanna block me, busting till I'm in. The mess with the crown, ain't no stopping, they flying and checking me down. More money on killers, fuck niggas, that president loading me down. Ain't no excuses for cockiness, soon as I can live. Remember when these bitches and niggas they used to cop for this man, they all on my dick. Mandin' for a quick lick, jogging, they squashing shit. Slackers want me to quit, they say I hustle like grateful. Bitches is so ungrateful, I done open the door for them fuckboys, ain't need thankful. Tell me what defines a real hustler. I'm curious, seller or customer. All I know what to do, hey, they closest to the dough. Women start to walk back, robbing rap. Fucking niggas lack, motherfucking moves in the trigger going motherfucking back. Thinking I won't cop that chopper, pull it. Reload it, ain't no missing, shoot that bullet. Pull it, pull it, pull it. Go ahead and pull it, pull it, pull it. Thinking I won't cop that chopper, pull it. Reload it, ain't no missing, shoot that bullet. Pull it, pull it, pull it. Go ahead and pull it, pull it, pull it.
Okay, that was Korstak. Pull it. Are you there, Korstak?
I'm here.
Okay, so what was... Well, first let me just say, and I hope I don't sound ignorant, or please forgive me if I do, but when you sent me the music, I was honestly not expecting to hear what I heard. Like, that sounds like trap music. I don't know. I think with... What is that guy, Young Red or whatever his name is, with that Boy Pussy song? I think that that was kind of embedded in my head, so I was expecting something like that. But I'm sorry, but
what a pleasant surprise. But I appreciate it though. Thank you.
I mean, what do you? I guess with artists like him, do you think it's making it harder or easier for you to kind of break into the game?
Honestly, I'm gonna start off saying that I respect his hustle as an independent artist doing this thing. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not easy, you know. But the way he came into it, I wasn't quite feeling. Again, I respect his hustle and whatever, you know what I'm saying, he do. Maybe I need to hear more than one song, you know what I'm saying? But it's all love over here.
Star, what do you think?
I actually thought it was pretty okay. I'm not really big on rap music too much, but it was pretty good. I have a question for you, though. As being a gay man who is a rapper, do you feel that because in the year that we live now, in 2014, do you think that the only – this is just an assumption. Do you think that you will get further because being gay now is just more accepted as it was, say, maybe 4 or 5 years ago?
Well, I didn't initially, you know, I first came into the game, like, it's like 2.5 years for me now.
Okay.
My first year, I was contemplating on, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. I wanted to play the role as a straight man, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I thought about it, and I was like, yo, this is not me, and I'm not about to sell my soul for this shit, so I can only just be me. And I just decided, I didn't really think about if it was popular or not, to be
right.
honest with you. So I hope that answers your question.
Oh, it does. Thank you. As long as you're true to yourself, that's pretty much all that matters.
Exactly, exactly. And I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Al, are you there?
Yo.
What do you think?
Yo, the shit was tough. I didn't expect that. I really
Thank
didn't.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It was real tough. Like, and I'm not the type of person that will ever, like, make a judgment call. It's just like, listen, somebody says a gay rapper, like, I'm thinking some Little B shit is about to come on. Like, no offense to Little B. Well, no, fuck that. All offense to Little B. But I really thought it was going to be some, like, some panty rapping shit. That was actually fucking tough, and I salute you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, for real. I really do.
Now,
it's in the rap, so I salute you for that one.
Thank you, Mama.
Have you been, I guess, your lifestyle, have you always been open with it, or did you come out of the closet recently?
My immediate family knew, like my family and like my friends, but I still, even now, I don't expose that, like, even out on the streets, you know what I'm saying? Because I really don't think it's anybody's business, you know what I'm saying? I'm still a man at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying?
It's very true.
So, with that being said, though, do you think that hip-hop is going to be accepting? Like, do you think your music is strong enough for nobody to care about that?
Honestly, it's going to take a lot of work. But that's why when I do interviews, I make sure people respect me. Like, I want a certain type of respect, you know. Certain things wouldn't fly with me. And I'm more focused on the pay attention to the music. And
right.
That's, yeah, just pay attention to the music. Like, that's why I'm not out there and all like that, because I want to be taken seriously.
Thank you. Well, I definitely appreciate that. I like that you're open and you're pretty much in your skin. I'm still kind of, like, taken aback by, you know, by the content, I guess, of your music, because I think we're all shocked. And that just goes to show you that we have preconceived notions of certain things as well.
Right.
Totally does.
Yeah, so we're not, you know, that better than the people that we're talking about now.
Well, I appreciate the love, though. I really do. Like, this means a lot to me. I'm very humble.
So where are you based out of?
Washington, D.C., but right now I live in Atlanta.
You're in the A. So how is that for you? Are you doing shows there? Is it a lot easier for you to navigate the scene down there?
Yeah, like, everything has been good. I have a show in May the 25th in D.C. for Gay Pride. I'm going to be doing that. But right now my focus is really building my audience. So I'm, like, in a studio and doing a lot of great material and writing a lot. So I'm still trying to gear up for the mixtape. It's about to be my first mixtape, so, you know, I'm about to do it.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Who is your audience?
Well, I have a gay fan base. But now the straight males are starting to come in now, you know what I'm saying? And I'm getting a lot of love from them. And that's what I love, because I want to make music for everybody. I don't want to just be in a box. You get what I'm trying to say?
Right.
Right.
So, yeah, like, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be that artist. I want to make history. I want to open doors and do it.
Okay, so I know that when I asked you to do the show, I told you that, you know, it's very explicit, not very politically correct on here, so please don't.
No,
we also get, you know, commentary from Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. So one of our listeners right now is very curious to know if you're a top or bottom. I don't know if you want to answer that, but
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this. I'm a very good pleaser.
Good answer.
You're top. Okay.
I'm whatever I need to be. But go ahead, I'm listening.
Okay, so you're versatile. That's good. There's nothing wrong with us.
yeah,
have you another commenter wanted to know, have you slept with women at all, or has it all always been just guys for you?
Believe it or not, I've never slept with women. Never.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Congratulations, you avoided the header.
Word. Oh, I've slept with women. Wow.
Look, it is not easy at all.
Yeah, I hear the stories, trust me. I have lesbian friends, so.
Dealing with a man isn't exactly a vacation either. You guys, all shit. Are you going to be doing New York Pride at all?
Am I going to be doing what? I'm sorry.
New York's Pride.
New York's Pride. Oh, we in negotiations with that as we speak.
Okay, it will definitely be, you know, good to have you.
I can't wait to be there.
Yes, yes.
We're New York City based, so definitely be nice to have you up here and meet and collaborate with something. A little earlier, we actually touched on this a bit, but we were kind of talking about girl-on-girl or lesbian relationships, and a lot of people think that only gay men get, you know, shit for their sexuality, but quite often there's a group of men out there that hate that the fact that lesbians exist, like hate it.
they
push them off.
Really? Really?
Huh?
Really?
Because they're idiots.
I thought men would love that. Two girls on girls, like
every guy, no.
No, they don't.
Against it.
They do not like that.
Some of them are very against it. It's like, if I can't, it's not even like if I can't have it, I hate it. Even if you offer, like, hey, baby, come down, let's get, no, they're like, you're disgusting and vile.
Oh, wow, what was that?
Well, to each his own.
Yeah, so.
Maybe they're just jealous. They feel like they got to compete.
But, yeah, that's probably what it is, too. That's probably the main thing, you know? Like, because how could they compete?
Exactly. Yeah. You shouldn't try to. Stay in your lane, and you'll be fine.
Here is another misconception, and this goes both ways. With lesbian relationships, guys always, like you said earlier, they always assume that you're going to use a strap-on or a dildo or you're going to get penetrated in some way. And in gay relationships, it's always, and I have this argument all the time, you have no idea about the straight man's fascination with the gay man's ass. I don't know what. I don't know what it's about, but there's also the misconception that, you know, anal sex is a gay thing, even though a lot of straight people practice it.
What's wrong with anal? I'm confused.
I mean, I personally, I like it. I'm not complaining.
I love it.
Y'all can keep that.
I don't think anything is wrong with it, but it's like just something that is automatically assumed, you know, like.
Right. That once you do anal, that means that there's some kind of, somebody's got a little bit of thing of them being gay. It's ridiculous. Sex is sex, and people try and do different things all the time.
I agree with that.
Definitely agree. Like, it's so weird to me because it's like, and, you know, with gay men, when they're, you know, I guess if they do decide to partake in anal sex, because I don't
think a lot of them do. You know, some of them do, but not all of them.
Yeah, and all of them don't do that.
Yeah.
Right, a lot. This is very true.
Yeah,
and I also
found,
like, more straight couples are having anal sex than gay couples that I know.
Yeah, you're right.
I think it's about
you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I agree too.
I mean, you asked about where the head is at. That's like universal. Everybody's doing that.
Pretty much.
We all partake in it. But also, yeah, like with lesbians, assume that a strap-on or a dildo is absolutely positively involved, and that's not always the case either.
It's not always the case, but I personally, I need that.
Yeah, you need to penetrate it.
Yes, I need that.
So I have a question, because I have like a sort of a lesbian best friend or whatever, but she won't. But... she doesn't prefer dildos. Like, she'd rather for it to be, you know, just, I guess, rubbing against each other. I don't know how that works. Like, what do you guys prefer?
Just bumping.
Say that again, I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm
just wants to bump pussies.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But there are a lot of women who just do that.
I personally,
there could be but so much of you eating my pussy that I need more, just what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a few that like to just bump pussies. There's some that just like fingers. Like, even me, when I masturbate, I don't like toys. I only use a toy once in a blue, but really I just like my hand because I like to feel the flesh against the flesh. You know, everything else kind of feels artificial, so maybe that's what it is as well.
Okay.
I hate fingers. Because I have OCD. My thing is, people and their fingernails and dirt and no,
I
can't. Please stay away from me.
To have Wolverine inside of you or
anything
like that.
That is disgusting.
Savages dig up in themselves like that.
Even if you wash your hands and you clean under your nails, I still feel a way about it. Please, don't touch me with that. I'm sorry. Mm-mm.
Listen, I enjoy a nice cheeky finger.
Oh, my goodness. Well, honey, kudos to you.
Not a fist, a finger.
I know.
Some guys, you get let them do one finger, and they're trying to get the whole thing in.
Their whole hand and wrist in you.
And trying to recreate the birthing experience.
Yeah.
Oh,
what the hell did that shit come from, though?
Porn. I'm telling
yeah.
you, if you go on some sites, the things that you see, I guess people over time, they just get bored, and they just go above and way beyond. When it comes to sex, there's just too much going on.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting about fisting because it's like illegal to sell, but they have like fists, rubber fists.
They do.
Yeah, like rubber fist dildos. If you want, like, to I guess fist yourself, whatever. they have the toys. They manufacture the toys, and they're not legal to be sold in every state.
Oh, my goodness. I've actually seen a young lady do that before to herself, and to this day I'm still in shock and in total, like, it was just my worst experience ever.
Or something?
No, it was a video that she had made. A lot of people have seen it. I personally was not entertained at all.
But you couldn't stop watching.
Because I'm like, how do you even do that? How do you even get your own arm in your goodies? Like, I'm confused.
There's a video series out, or at least it used to be out, and it was called Go Fuck Yourself, and it was just a whole series full of guys with these ginormous dicks big enough to bend back and fuck themselves with it.
Oh, my God.
Don't ask me why I watched it, but I did.
Why do we not move by that?
I would actually would love to see that just to see what it looks like.
Nah, chill. So I'm lightweight right now. Y'all know it is.
Really?
Because I'm nosy. I like to see things. Because just telling me about it, it just piqued the interest of me wanting to see it visually. But only once. That's it.
Nah.
Just once.
I mean,
let me tell you,
I
don't trust nobody's videos after Two Girls, One Cup, so. Oh, y'all can go to hell with these videos y'all be trying to send me.
Yeah, that was nasty.
I just want to ask you this. Like, if you had the ability to, would you do yourself? This is a round table. It's going to go across. It's going to go to everybody. We're all going to answer this. But I want to know, like, if you had the ability to either fuck yourself or suck yourself, would you?
Hell yeah.
I love it.
Right.
I sure would.
My brother's gay, and he heard the question, and his answer was, "Yeah, I do it, but just once, just to see what it's like,
just to see what it feels like." See, I would definitely do it, hands down.
Fuck that. There's 8 billion people in the world. I'm sure there's one motherfucker that can do it for me. I'll pass. I'll pass. I'm good. I know I'm great, but ain't nobody walking around here like Mr. Flexi trying to suck themselves. Like, nah, that's not the way I work.
Now I'm imagining a press psalm.
Right.
So is it me or Bobby?
Oh, man.
What happened? Uh-oh. Did we lose him?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. The service a little messed up.
That's okay. Did you come back with an answer?
What was the question again? I'm sorry. It was, would I fuck myself?
If you would do yourself?
Yeah, I would definitely fuck myself.
Good. Love it. We're team fuckers over here. So.
Yeah.
I would definitely try it though.
Wait, hold on.
Y'all really, damn, I wish my brother would call in right now, but he's driving. He goes, like, we're really listening to the show. He goes, what's his name again?
Corey Stacks.
Okay. Stacks said that he would fuck himself, and my brother said, nah, I suck myself next thing you know, your booty hole be gaping. Who did that, girl? Me.
Uh-oh, yeah.
Walking on my booty. Who broke your back, girl? Me.
Oh, me.
Me.
Exactly.
Steven, me.
Well, that's like almost as bad as the anal episode where I DP'd myself when I admitted that.
Oh, wow.
That's too much fucking effort.
But... Yeah, hold on, guys. If you are listening, if you're just now tuning in, or if you're just now calling in because I see a few of you on the line, you are now listening to the S&M Show with L. Escobar, Star and a Half, rapper Corey Stacks, in the building, represent chopping it up on our LGBT episode. If you hear anything you want to chime in on, please feel free to call it. We're going to get into the steel report in about 10 minutes, but we're rocking out tonight. S&M Radio. So, I also have another question that came in for you, Corey Stacks. Anonymous wants to know what kind of men are you attracted to?
Business-minded. have something going for yourself.
No bro codes.
Yeah, personality. And just being real. Keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? That's what I look for. I'm not big on, like, whole looks and all that big wild shit.
Any qualms with, like, interracial relations?
Say that again?
Any issues with interracial relations?
Oh, nah, I don't discriminate.
So would you do an Indian if you smelled like curry?
You so stupid.
Yeah, you got
where's
it,
Hajj. Where's the Indian business at? Wait. This Indian feather. That's feather. Oh. Bitch, that's rude. You racist.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but we need to find some Indian callers. And make this into a video chat real quick.
Oh, no. I keep trying to recreate the Raven. No. This is so funny to me. There's a lot of people very, very interested with questions, I guess because it's hard to really find somebody that's openly gay, and I guess not, for lack of a better word or term, not flaming.
Right.
So, yeah, you're kind of on the hot seat tonight, and there's...
Yeah, I believe you.
Yeah, I have another question. What are your turn-offs?
What is my turn-ons? My turn-ons. My turn-ons, it got to be... because that's a tricky question. Like, are you saying what turns me on or, like, what turns me on? You know what I'm saying?
Your dick. What turns your dick on?
I'm a nipple nigga. You know what I'm saying? You suck my nipples, it's a wrap. You know what I'm saying?
I think guys overall have more sensitive nipples than females.
Yeah, they do. No, I think females put more of a stigma on them because of breasts. But I think men think like, oh, if you lick my nipples, that's too much. But I really think men might actually be a lot more sensitive than women are, but they just don't let on. Because to them, nipples is a woman thing. It's not like a man thing.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, we had a guy call in from Florida, and... he was like, yeah, Shorty licked my nipples, and I had to tell her to stop because that's some gay shit.
that's bullshit.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, and you know, everybody don't do it right, too. So, you know, he probably had a bad liquor, you know?
What the hell is a wrong nipple lick? Please instruct me. I thought as long as you got a mouth, a tongue, and a nipple, I thought you were just fine.
That's like
eating pussy. You just because you got a mouth and a tongue, that don't mean you know how to do it, right?
Yeah, you know, some people bite and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people don't know how to do it right. You know what I'm saying? It's a certain type of nipple in a lick. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just like a... Yeah, you gotta know how to marinate that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Giving kitty licks and shit, or they have a prickly tongue.
Yeah, you know, it's a technique to have shit like that.
Another question for you, and right after we do this, we're gonna go into the still report. I want you to hang on to that. But first, this question is: has any female ever tried to turn you out?
Yeah, all the time. A lot of females, like, after my shows, you know what I'm saying, I don't just do, you know, gay clubs. I do other things, too. And, you know, after that's why I did the song, Is That Your Bitch? Is because that's, what, you know what I'm saying, relating to me performing and, you know, niggas cutting their eyes at me because, you know, they girls, you know, coming up to me and whatever. So, yeah, all the time. It happens all the time.
And it's just, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
He's like, no, not never.
Okay, so we're about 5 to the hour. We could delve into the Steele Report really quick. Steele Report is just a very brief gossip and current events run where we discuss, you know, what's going on in the world around us and the world of entertainment, kind of ping it off of each other, and, you know, we stop and then we jump right back into what we were talking before. So let's start with there's a rumor. Well, I don't even know why I would even report this because from media takeout, I've been kind of MIA online, but rumor is Khloe Kardashian is supposedly pregnant by French Montana.
French Montana? Oh, my God.
I'm not sure if I believe that.
That would be crazy.
It would be a come up for him, though.
It would. And you know, he does his thing, but still.
I think low key it might be for her too, because from, you know, he's from Morocco or whatever. I think back home he got like a little coin.
He's probably like a prince and shit.
He looks horrible. We also have the sexual molestation, you know, case around Brian Singer, the director of X-Men. One of his victims has come forward and is basically spilling the beans on the whole casting couch.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that's making news, and people, I guess, are trying to figure out if it's going to affect the X-Men or not. But I'm pretty much done with X-Men anyway, which is sad.
Oh, man.
I love it.
That sucks.
Let's see, what else we have? The Mimi sex tape. That was released last week. It was big news then. The amount was leaked, how much they got paid, $125,000. And then a series of press releases were put out that were, you know, saying they got paid $5 million, then $5 million apiece. And now it's, David has confirmed that the pre-sales has broken records and I believe sold for $400,000, which is quite possible, but that's not really.
But why?
I mean, sex is always going to sell no matter what.
This is true, but I guess it was more of the hype because it was awful.
I didn't even watch it.
Oh my goodness. It was awful. I would rather pluck my eyebrows, and I hate plucking my eyebrows.
The only reason I would watch that is to, like, see what it's about, and I'm not that interested. Like, I'm very serious about my porn. If I'm watching some porn, it's because I plan on getting off. And those would
right. You trust me, you would be very upset because it was so boring. It was awful. I hated it.
Did anybody else do the sex tape or any clips from it?
But I'm nosy.
Al Korsak, no.
I think they got disconnected.
No, I'm here. My bad.
Oh,
you're
there?
About the sex tape, what, you think you asked my opinion on it?
Did you see it?
Yeah, I didn't see the whole thing. Yeah. I didn't see the whole thing. I seen clips of it. I didn't, you know, I really don't pay that shit no mind. Like, yeah, but I seen clips of it.
Can anybody hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Because I was just sitting here going off like, yo, I got disconnected and these bitches don't even care. Fuck y'all show. You know how I go with it. I was about to call your show and be in the queue and be like, bitch, fuck your show and hang up.
A mess.
Is that so perspective at all?
I want to.
You like
my
that?
My brother wants to DM Corset. My brother said he wanted DM Corset. I'm gonna make that happen after the show.
Uh-oh, black people meeting on here.
Okay.
did you see
the sex tape?
What sex tape?
With Mimi and that guy.
Oh, and that bitch was doing the Super Saiyan pull up. Yes. I sure did.
What did you think about it?
That's tragic. That's the worst porn I've ever seen in my life. I've seen
okay, at least at least I'm not the only one that feels that way.
And why is Pop Cookie so black? Like, it's like not one beat, but it's one.
I don't know. I think
it's like weave covers. Like, it's a straight one.
A lot of light skins have black genitalia.
No, no, but it's like.
No, it was really
well
dark.
Done.
Like,
it
really, really dark.
Like, this is really well done.
You guys
oh
don't
my God.
Like,
oh
not
God.
Pants, not nothing.
And
oh
ironically,
God.
Also, apparently, clips of her on Iana Fix My Life have apparently surfaced on the net, so. I guess.
She's really going to just, like, milk it all the way out.
I guess so. You got to run with it, right?
Oh, I guess. It's not even a good tape. If it was good, then I'd be like, all right, she got that. But no.
Well, it depends on who you ask. Some people say it was a lot better than Kim Kardashian's tape. So.
Well, see, but that's the thing. Kim's tape was actually amateur porn.
True.
Hers looked like a whole big production, and it was supposedly well put together. That's the difference between the two.
Right, and
but you know what though, I think she looks real good for a woman her age. You know what I'm saying? Like body and everything. She looks real good for her age. And yeah.
Nobody's curious as to who taped the, like, I don't care about Mimi and Nico. I want to know who taped it when they was in the shower doing the pull up. TBJ.
A camera crew.
A camera crew. But then I thought it was homemade. I thought it was amateur.
That's bullshit. I do not believe that at all.
So they got a sound mic in there and everything. That's what you just told me.
Yes, I'm definitely saying that.
That's tragic.
We also got Usher. Apparently, one of his sons, he won't reveal which one, but one of them is suffering from diabetes. So he's went on record to say that he's, you know, paying more attention to what they eat and such. And he's dealing with that. I guess it's become really real for him. Diabetes affects a lot of people in our community. It's one of, like, those silent killers.
Alex.
Yeah.
I'm having a few people talking about that they want to actually be on the air. So can you start taking calls if possible?
Oh, sure. Yes, yes, yes. My bad. Let's go. Leon, can we get some callers on? Make sure that they're also pressing the number one as well.
I know they want to be on. All right, so the first call we're going to get into is 347-272. You are on the air with the S&M show.
Hi, what's up?
Yo.
So I have something to say. Core Stack, the rapper, right, that I'm listening to right now?
Yo.
So are you really serious about this music thing? Because if you are, one, you're a gay rapper, which is cool, but you need to grow personality. You have absolutely zero personality or no charisma. Like, you need to let something out. Like, let people in a little bit. Loosen up a little bit. You seem a little bit like you're scared, like you're a little bit shy. And if you want to be a rapper and be taken seriously, you have to have some type of it factor, and you're just not showing it. So I just want to see you release a little bit more. Show some personality.
I appreciate the love, baby girl. Thank you. I'm going to take that in.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to get into another call. A caller. Oh, we lost a caller. Let's get one more caller. 646-249. You are on the air with the S&M show.
Hi, it's Marjorie.
Hi,
everybody. Hi. How are you?
I don't know what we're talking about. I just called. I don't know what we're talking about. I just tuned in.
We talk about your ass, girl.
We're talking about my what?
Your ass. How it take me to zip code.
No, I don't. Not yet. I'm trying to get it there.
We're talking about one of your favorite subjects, girl-on-girl love.
Oh, no. It's not my favorite subject. I just wanted to say I have nothing to say on that. You know, power to the people.
Thanks.
I don't know.
Did you see the Mimi and Nico sex tape at all or no?
Say that again?
Did you see the Mimi and Nico sex tape at all or no?
Yeah. I'd rather watch porn. Like, I didn't enjoy that. It was whack. Mimi and Nico.
I told you it was whack.
It was whack. I mean, besides the part where she was swinging on the rock like an animal, I ain't find it. It was regular, you know, regular shit. She isn't that spectacular for her to leak her own shit.
Exactly. It was awful.
It wasn't, you know, I thought she was going to do some, you know, mighty keep a man forever type of shit, and she didn't. Now I know why.
The hell you be doing in the bedroom?
Now I know why Stevie went to Jocelyn.
What kind of tricks do you be doing in the bedroom?
Huh?
I said, what kind of tricks do you be doing in the bedroom?
Oh, what don't I do? I don't be swinging nowhere because a bitch is too big for that. But but I don't know. I be doing all kinds of shit. I just
hold on. Wait. Hold on. So what's
oh,
your
God.
Size? What's your size?
I wear size 12 in pants.
That's not big. That is not big.
Well, it is big for me and for whatever I'm hanging off of. I would love to swing around somewhere, but I can't.
Not on the rods you got around the house, huh?
Hell no.
Oh, so you ain't make it to Home Depot to get them one of the Mimi rods, huh?
Fuck Mimi and her rods. I can't even go pull up. She needs to get her life. It was weird. It was like seeing your old. It was like seeing your old. You know, a young but old aunt having sex.
Oh,
that's too funny. Oh my God.
But yeah, so back to the topic, girl on girl. I don't know. I've had females. I actually this weekend I went to a sneaker store and some chick just came out of nowhere. She was like, do you have a tag? I was like, yeah. Why? And she was like, it's me, Diamond. I was like, okay, I don't know you. And she was like, then she started telling me something. No, it gets deeper. And I'm like, okay, I don't know you. And she was like, oh, and then she introduces me to her her man. So I'm like, okay, am I about to get kidnapped? Like, what's going on here?
They're trying to get you in it.
Yes. And I was like, and you know, I was like, I don't do these things. I don't know what you're talking about. But she's been on my shit now, trying to come pick me up to do girl-on-girl activities. And I mean, I like head. I love head. But I don't know. Like, a female's going to expect me to do that back to her, and I refuse. So I don't know. I mean...
You want to be a pillow princess, basically.
She just wants to get it.
Hold on, Marjorie. We're gonna bring you back. Let's grab another caller real quick.
All right, caller 347-533. You are on the air with the SNM show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yo.
Hello. Hey, what's up? This is Blue. What up, Star? For Core Stacks.
Yo.
When you do performances, what kind of audience do you usually perform for?
I do both. I have a straight audience as well. So, yeah, I do gays and straight audience.
And which do you feel more comfortable in front of?
It don't matter. Like, I don't think about that. Like, shows, I go in the middle of the stage, grab my shit, and it's nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Have you come across any kind of negativity?
Yeah, I get that every day. You know?
I mean, like, while you're performing, though.
Oh, nah, none of that. You know what I'm saying? People show me love, but, you know, you got some people who, you know, they'll look you up and then see your title, and they go, oh, you know what I'm saying? Everybody will fuck with it, but I'm opening doors for that shit. I got it.
Nice.
Thank you. Cole, where are you calling from?
Was that in the first minute?
We lost them.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, say it again.
I was asking the caller where he was calling out of. I didn't catch that.
Oh, okay, he probably hung up.
Yeah, but you see, a lot of people are very interested.
Was that enough personality, though?
It's so cute. You're getting better, though. I did notice an improvement. Listening up. Do you have any vices? Are you a drinker? Hello?
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 Okay, I'm still here.
Yeah. Another question was, do you have any vices? Are you a drinker or a smoker?
Yeah, I'm drinking and smoking right now. So that's probably why I'm loosening up, you know what I'm saying?
Ah, got it.
When you perform, are you sober or?
Nah, I'm never sober, sweetheart.
Is that good or is that bad?
I don't promote it, you know what I'm saying? But I do what I do.
Okay, so, all right, so I guess we're going to wrap up this deal report. This week's been kind of boring in news. What else? Chelsea Clinton is pregnant.
She's pregnant.
It's going to be the first scandal-free week in a long time.
I know, maybe the first week in May it might pick back up.
I don't know how I'm going to survive, but I am looking forward to True Blood.
I haven't watched that show in so long. I'm so lost.
Okay, I got another question, Mr. Korstak. Are you into guys like yourself or feminine?
Again, I do not discriminate. Like, whatever I don't know how else to say that. I don't discriminate.
If he sees you and he like you, he gonna be like, "Hey, how you doing?" Well, not like that.
Yeah,
but
like,
you know what
like,
I mean?
it's all in how I like. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I feel comfortable with you, and you know what I'm saying, it's all the. I'm not big on looks, but you got to look like something. I mean, come on, you know. But, yeah, like, it's all about me being comfortable.
Would you ever consider a tranny?
Oh.
What up? She got to be a bad bitch, like Amaya Scott. Like, she got to be like that type. She got to be a bad bitch.
Well, Who's that?
What? Nice. I respect that you're a little freak.
Uh-huh.
You want it short or long?
How long?
Why the fuck would you get me short cigarettes? Sorry.
All the way off.
Give me a long cigarette.
That's a taste of New York for you.
Word. That's exactly what the fuck that is. Bitch,
you a grown-ass woman go catch.
I will whoop your motherfucking ass.
Somebody else is getting lit tonight, right? All right, so
she takes her cigarettes very seriously.
Wait, hold on, because I've really got some questions for Korstak, and my brother asked all of them. So these are coming from somebody who I'm sitting right next to. He can hear everything you say, so I'm going to ask you three major questions.
Cool.
Okay, here you go. Here's my brother.
Hello?
Yo.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Have you ever been
I hear you in the background, nigga. It took you so long to get on the phone.
Wait, hold on. Hello?
Yo.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Question is, have you ever been painted before?
Have I been what?
Painted.
What's that?
Go ahead and explain what painted means.
Painted with, like, pump?
Nutted on, but from the opposite ends.
I'm trying to figure that out.
I didn't want it to be shitted on, but he's just fucking tragic. So that's his question.
Have I ever been shitted on?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, my brother's
like, literally?
A troll, okay? Like, he's a troll, so he's going to ask some dumb questions. I want to know. I have a legit question for you. Okay.
Yo.
Now, you say you live in Atlanta right now?
Yeah.
But you're based out of D.C.?
D.C. all day, born and raised.
Okay. So where is it? Like, where do you get the most love when you do performances? And
you
do you
was,
think
you
it's
go,
just
you was
easier or, like, because of where you are? Did you move? Did your big move have anything to do with your sexuality or who you are?
Oh, no. Say that question one more time because you was going in and out. My bad. Say that one more time.
Okay. All right. My question is, I know that you're from D.C., but now you currently live in Atlanta. Where did you get more love, D.C. or Atlanta? And was your move based off of your career or based off of your personal life?
I'm going to keep it a real 100 with you. D.C. was a way for me to perfect my craft, you know what I'm saying, doing open mics and, you know, doing showcases and putting out songs and stuff like that on the internet. And, they showed me, Atlanta showed more love. And I'm going to say because of how fast it came for me, you know what I'm saying. But as far as moving to Atlanta, like, I dropped everything. You know what I'm saying? I dropped everything to pursue a career. And I've been out here for 2 months now. So, in a matter of 2 months, I've been moving.
I can respect that. That sounds good. I mean, it's, Atlanta, from some people, is considered to be like the gay capital or the gay mecca. Do you?
Atlanta? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do you find that to be true or not so much?
Yeah, I'm still finding out. Like, I'm still trying to get around and learn. You know, I'm not, like, in the clubs or anything like that. Like, so I'm real studio, home, write, you know, video shoots or whatever like that. Like, I'm not really active in Atlanta, so I'm sorry.
Another question, have you ever engaged in a threesome, whether it be with two other guys? Well, you never slept with another female, so obviously that's out. Have you ever engaged in a threesome?
To keep it 100 with you, I've never did it. Like, I'm so private. Yeah, to be 100 with you. You know what I'm saying? I don't really get around like that. So, I never did that. I'm a type of one. Now, like, if it's 101, like, I'm a freak all day. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to slut you out. You know what I'm saying? Everything you want. But, as far as threesomes, no.
Okay, I have another question for my brother. Since you've been in Atlanta, have you rubbed elbows with any celebrities or socialites? Or had sex with any celebrities or socialites?
Well, I bumped into, if you go on my Twitter page, at One Core Stacks, I got a picture with me and Mimi from Love & Hip Hop, me and Kalina from Dirty Money, Me and Khadija from Big Rich Atlanta reality show, RL from Next, plenty more. I'm just, you know, I'm in my zone right now.
Let me ask you something. If you could have one person right now, any celebrity, any artist, who?
I don't really think like that. Like, cause I'm gonna tell you, and I know that's gonna sound so boring, but I really don't think, because it's just like I know I have to get in business with these people, and it's like I don't want people to like think this, like you have, like I want a certain type of respect. So I'm gonna just leave it like that.
Okay. I mean,
no fantasies, no nothing. Oh my God.
Alan, I really like that question. And after he's done, I kind of want all the girls to actually answer that question, but it has to be of the same sex.
Oh, it's Lauren London, hands down.
Oh, it has to be a female?
Yes. That's my book for life. Oh, God, just one day, just one night. That's all I need.
Lauren London?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I think she is gorgeous. I think she's kind of like just simple, and that's why I like her like that.
Yeah, she's definitely bad.
Who is that? I guess I'd just go with my regular Janet Jackson.
I do. I don't know if a lot of people know about her, but if you watch Friday, she was Money Mike's hoe, Katie Aubert.
Oh, the girl with the pretty ass?
Yes. She was on Soul Plane as well.
Yeah, she was. She's a cute little thing.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. I would marry her and just, like, tie her up in my basement and just use her for sex.
I mean, if you would have asked it, you know, the opposite, of course, my answer, no thought, involved Neo. That's who I'm taking down.
Neo, the singer?
Yes.
Right? So let's go into her for that answer. Neo, what you
Venom show does not tolerate any Neo slander, by the way.
Neo do not want you. Neo is looking for sex. That's what Neo.
Exactly.
Screw y'all.
Real
I
shit.
I also read Core Sex that you're a fan of Lola Monroe.
I love Lola Monroe. Like, that's my favorite female MC. Like, she goes in.
Right?
I need to listen to her. I've never listened to her.
Yeah, I've never listened to her. She's gorgeous.
She's definitely gorgeous. But, like, her, like, I was listening to her, like, when she first, I was following her when she was, like, doing video modeling and whatever, but when she transitioned into rap, I started listening to her. I got her first mixtape and whatever. And, like, the growth from that one mixtape all the way to now is, like, crazy. Like, that's why, that's why I shout her out so much. Like, she's dope, and I don't think she gets the proper respect and credit that she deserves. So
I don't think she's going to, because of the way she came into it. As being a video broad, so looking at her.
You know what? But I think when people prove themselves, like, let it go. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the problem I'm having. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, let it go.
Because you just said so, I will make it a point to actually listen to her, because I honestly didn't take it seriously. She was kind of, you know, just because, you know, you got to be honest, a lot of people get into the rap game because they want, you know, some quick money, or it's a gimmick, it's not true to them, but I'll look her up or whatever. I think we have another caller. Hold on 1 second. Have someone in the queue, Leon.
You are on the air with the S&M show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yo.
Hello.
Hey, my name's Michael from L.A.
What up,
hi.
Michael?
Hi, Mike.
How's it going?
Very good. How are you today?
I'm okay.
Do you know what we're talking about today?
Nah, I'm just came in like right in the middle of it. Just came in like about 3 minutes ago, I guess.
Well, we were talking. First, we have an artist on the line with us, Corey Stacks. You know, we listen to some of the music. We're chopping it up with him. He's an openly gay rapper, but his talent is, you know, kind of transcends that. And then we have a female panel of Star and El Escobar. We're talking about the misconceptions of lesbian sex and relationships.
Okay.
Are you a fan of girl-on-girl action, or are you like one of the I hate that type of thing?
No, I mean, I do watch lesbian porn. I mean, like I said, I mean, I do like watching girls, you know, go at it stuff, you know, as long as they're, you know, attractive. I like lesbian porn, BBW.
Hey, Holmes, but hey, not to cut you off, Holmes, but this goes back to the same conversation that we had when we had the conversation about girls on girls and men not liking it. So
right.
This just proves this just proved my theory.
Proves the point, right. Yeah, do you,
No, go ahead, Holmes. Finish. Go ahead, my bad. Go ahead.
But, yeah, I mean, like I said, I like, you know, watching two girls go at it, you know, girl on girl, BBW, girl on girl, whatever.
Is there anything in you that thinks that, lesbianism or being gay is, I guess, just a choice, or?
My personal opinion, I think that being gay is a choice because, you know, it's like, you know, whoever you're attracted to, that's who you choose to be with. So, yeah, somebody who's gay, you know, because they chose to be gay. You know, they attracted to someone of the same sex. But I don't understand when it comes to lesbians, okay, why, you know, someone who's pretty and attractive, a female lesbian, why she attracted to females that look like dudes, you know, doesn't that kind of like that?
And this is exactly what I said. Well,
I mean, I mean, I think it defeats the purpose of being a lesbian, though. It's like,
well,
okay,
technically, when
lesbian,
you get them, not to cut you off, but technically, when you get them inside the house, they still look like a woman. That's the most important part.
Yeah, but I mean, they may still look like a woman, but still, they're trying to take on a persona as a man. They're trying to, you know, cut their hair short or try to walk and talk and try to act like a man and stuff, though, on the outside. So, I mean, if that's the case, why not just be with a man? I mean, if you're supposed to be attracted to women, why not just be with another woman that looks like you? Why try to be with a woman that looks like a man?
Maybe you're greedy and you want the best of both worlds.
Technically.
I mean, like guys fuck trannies all day, you know? They get to have a dick and they get to have a nice rack. So maybe it works the opposite. You want to have a pussy and a nice rack. Like, then boobs are like the common denominator here. Everybody loves a good rack.
Right. Everybody loves a great rack.
Wow.
Actually, you know, we did speak about this a little earlier, and both Elle and Star, you know, they're both actually lipstick lesbians. We, like, that was the first thing that we discussed, and I think a lot of guys think the way that you do, because I see that question posed all the time, or the stupid memes that they make, like, lesbians dating, you know, dudes that look harder than you, or dudes that look like Manny Fresh, or that think they got bigger dicks than you.
I have never dated a woman that looks like Manny Fresh. Not never. I dated a woman who looked like Chris Brown, though, but that's neither here nor there.
I see, you know what, I seen one that was like T.I., and I was so tripped out. I went to this this party. It was a girl party, a lesbian party, and the theme was like wifey versus mistress. And I was there.
Oh, my God. You there went was, to that?
Yeah, there were so many AGs in the building, and I was just, the whole night, I was just feeling sensations and confused. I didn't know
See,
what the hell.
Except you didn't know what to do.
I didn't. And then they had the stripper, King Kells, come out, and I was just.
I did not go to that party. I refused. I don't do the parties often at all.
I had fun, though. It was a good experience. I definitely had fun.
That's dope. Take me next time.
You got to come up to New York.
Cool.
Oh, they have one coming up. I think it's not this weekend, but next weekend.
Yeah, we had a similar show to this season one of the S&M show, and we had Miss B on.
So, oh, I know her, yeah.
Yeah, she promotes, like, all the LGBT events in New York for the most part, and she was on. And one of the things we discussed, I think Lethal Lips called in.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, they were talking about making porn that, you know, basically had AGs.
And a femme. So, I say this all the time.
I think it was AGs for AGs, though.
Oh, like, no, I don't want to see that.
Weird show.
That just sounds crazy. Even though they're both women, I actually might not mind seeing it just once. But just once, that's it.
Yeah, so it was odd, like, you know, Tom Boyle dressed in sweats and some Timberlands and all that stuff. We both kind of take each other down.
Oh, wow. That would be very interesting to watch, though.
That stems off the topic of, do we still have the call on the line?
No, I think he hung up.
Oh, okay. Well, that kind of stemmed from the topic that we had. We did a show on threesomes, and we wanted to know if you and your man decide to have a threesome, right? But the girl that he picks is an AG, like a real, real AG. Like, is that cause for, like, suspicion?
No, I would be wondering, where the hell did he find her? I'm so serious. Because it's very rare. Like, I know a few AGs that have male friends, but not that many men hang out with AGs or know them. Because they feel like it's some type of competition between the two.
Yeah, that's true. I can see that. I can totally see that. Because not for nothing, they can definitely spark your curiosity, even if you didn't know you had curiosity. Some of them are fine. I don't know how many of you remember this, but I remember as a little girl watching Jenny Jones, and they would have, like, those shows where you had to tell if it was a guy or a girl.
Right.
And there was this one black chick, but I swore it was a dude, and I had, like, I was like, oh, my God, he's so cute.
Oh, the one that had the suit on?
I don't know. He had, like, some kind of S-curl thing going on. He was, like, chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
He had black on. Well, I keep saying he because I still haven't accepted
like
years later that he's a she. So, but
I know exactly what episode you're talking about.
Yeah, I sat there just, like, bewildered. Or, Corsax, if you're still there, I don't know, have you ever heard of Buck Nasty?
No, I never heard of it. I need to check it out. It's a movie?
No, it's a person.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I'm gonna look him up.
I'm
still learning.
It's a woman.
She is, she's like
bad.
The transgender. She is a female transitioning to a guy. Well, not even transitioning. She looks like a dude. Like, the only sign of female left is just the fact that she has a vagina, but that's it.
What's her name? His name? Her name?
Oh, wow. Like, I'm about to Google her and see what's up. I let me check it out.
Yeah, you would have, like, absolutely no other indicator that is a female. So I always wonder if guys get tripped up like that as well. You know, like gay guys, if they see a female that transitions into
a male.
God, if they get caught up like that, or is that just something
They can. They definitely
nah,
can.
I think you just look at the hands and the neck. You're probably, you know. So.
Yeah, but if they take testosterone and those kind of things, you might not be able to tell.
Yeah, that's true, too.
The hands are normally a good dead giveaway. The neck, they're shaving their Adam's apples now, so that's not really good. The hands and feet normally don't lie.
But you know what, though? What I admire about that, you know what I'm saying, is the fact that they're comfortable and they're themselves. So, you know, I really big up on that.
Yeah. I mean, to decide that you're going to make that transition no matter what, that does take some guts and some balls no matter what. So definitely kudos and shout out to anybody that's going through it or making that step.
I know a few.
Transitioning?
Yeah, and I commend them for it because it takes a lot of guts for you to say to yourself, no matter how people look at you and no matter what people say about you, you are going to do what's good for you and what makes you comfortable in your skin.
Exactly.
And I love that. And I love them for it.
I totally agree. I mean, I promote being you completely, no matter what you are, as long as it's genuine. It's always, I'll always respect it. I might not like it, but I'll definitely respect it as long as I know it's genuine.
Right.
Big up to that. And we are winding down a bit into the last half an hour of the S&M show.
Where is Elle? I got a question for her. Like, she comes in and out.
Yeah, she might be riding around and getting it right now, joyriding.
I know, right?
We'll see if
I
we get it.
What
was it?
Well, because she says that she only dates lipstick lesbians, so that means that there's, like, no penetration going on whatsoever on either end, on her end or the females that she's dealing with?
I doubt it. I'm pretty sure they penetrate each other. Like, the lipstick...
Well, that was my question earlier, though. Like, I was asking, like, does, you know, with the whole dildo thing and rubbing cooch, I guess, you know what I'm saying? Like, which one do you prefer? Like, that's what I was asking earlier. So I guess it didn't come across like that.
I'm pretty
sure. I don't know what it is. I don't think she had heard the question, but I did hear it, and I did answer.
Oh, okay.
We're not gonna be starting a fire rubbing skin over here. I'm sorry. we're not gonna do that.
Yeah, I need penetration in my life. I can't do the bumping.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not in my teens or my early 20s anymore. That's kind of like played out for me.
It's good for like an appetizer though. Like if you're trying to get hot, you know, rev up the engine. You could let one go really quick off of that, but there has to be a follow-up.
Yeah, there has to be a follow-up. It can't be just that alone because
yeah,
I'm going to be like, you can't be serious.
Yeah, I love you ladies. Like, I salute y'all.
Yeah, you know, nobody's going to pass out from pussy bumping. You know, like, oh my God, that was... Like,
yeah, definitely not. I am going to be like, where is the rest?
Yeah, that would enrage me. I've been, you know, to the point where I've been so turned on and something didn't happen the way it was supposed to, and I was left still turned
lingering.
On.
Lingering, right.
Yeah, and it was like a Hulk rage, you know, like when Eric Banner transformed. Like, I was very pissed off.
Oh, I know. Thing.
So, nope, die.
The worst feeling in the world.
Do not just turn your woman on and think that it's okay. Like, I know guys get blue balls, but women get angry, and for those seconds, we think about stabbing you.
Well, I'm not going to stab you, but angry is definitely the word that I would go with. Like, you just going to just leave me there like that? Like, are you serious?
I'm lying.
There has to be more to this.
So is it like David Banner when he turned into the Incredible Hulk?
Yes. That would definitely be me.
That type of rage?
Oh, definitely.
I'm telling you, I'm plotting your murder for a very, you know, for a few seconds. I'm thinking about how to dispose of your body.
I just want to break shit. Like, really, that's it? Ugh. I got to go.
You can't do that to a woman.
Definitely not. But that's like, let me ask you a question, Corstax. That's like if you're, you know, you're doing the do, and you don't bust a nut, but your partner does. Like, where does that leave you, especially if they don't want to continue after that? How do you feel?
Single.
Don't you want to just, like, strangle the motherfucker?
It depends on how long we've been together, because sometimes, like I said, I'm a pleaser. So after you know what I'm saying, my shawty gets the pleasure, I'm going to just beat off. You know what I'm saying? Like,
got
that's
it.
Just, so.
Totally makes sense.
I'm not sure that there are many instances in a relationship where I should be getting refused sex.
But what if they're tired?
That's no excuse. Who's too tired for sex?
Well, I'm never too tired, but what if they have, like, two jobs and stuff?
Yeah, and not only that, like, after a while, after you use every trick in every position and been a devil for a certain type of, you know what I'm saying, like,
oh,
you
no.
know, it's like,
oh, no, there's always new tricks.
maybe there's always a new trick.
You know, I see why women want to turn you out, because you come off very inexperienced. And
you're, but they just want to give it to you.
They just want to take you under their wing and just show you a whole new world. That's what it is. That's how you make me feel right now.
That's dope.
He's like, not gonna happen.
All right, so
as
we wind down the show, what I want to do is, Corstax, thank you for coming on. You've been a great sport throughout the night. We enjoyed having you, and we'll definitely invite you back. I hope that you come to New York. I want to take the time out right now for you to give your shout-out, let the people know where they can find you, if you have any upcoming shows, if you got your, you know, album or mixtape drop in, just let them know how they can access all that stuff.
Yeah, well, you can find me on Twitter at @KoreStacks, Instagram, Corstax, all together, Facebook, Corstax. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/CoreStacksTV. And before I go, you know what I'm saying, I want to shout out all my supporters. Like, I appreciate the love, and I'm noticing everything. And for the last caller who came in, well, not the last caller, but the female who said I didn't have a personality, I just want her to know that every gay person isn't flamboyant, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's what she needs to learn, like her history on the whole thing, because like the stereotype of a gay person, that's what's the issue with going on in music right now for me. And so, like, you know, I just want her to know that. And thank you for the opportunity for getting on this show. Like, I had an amazing time, man. I hope I had a lot of personality.
Thank you for being on here, though. We definitely appreciate it, like, real talk. And like I said, we'll invite you back.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a nice day, ladies. It was fun.
You too. Take care, hon. And good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And Elle, we lost her, Miss Elle Escobar, but you can catch her on Instagram at Imitada. That's Imitada on Instagram. And we have Lady Star here. You want to talk to people where they can find you, what you got going on, all that good stuff?
I really don't want anybody to find me, but You can find me on Instagram at star with two R's underscore EST 1980. And thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for rocking out with us. You were a great support. Also, as always, we have Mr. Haynes on the switchboard. You can find him on Instagram at Mr. Haynes. The number
is backwards.
You?
Oh, look who it is! Hey, honey.
Got on Twitter again.
I'm
sorry. Like, everybody really did hit me up that was listening to the show, and it was like, even Renee said it was like the quarter of the night was, why the fuck did you get me short cigarettes? And I didn't, like, I thought I had it on mute. Like, I'm sorry.
We advertise Newports for free.
Word. Because if you ain't smoking menthols, you ain't smoking right. You heard?
Oh, my goodness. No.
Yeah.
So that means you heard my question then, or you didn't hear my question to you?
I didn't hear the question. What was my question?
My question to you was, because you said that you only date lipstick lesbians,
uh-huh.
So that means that there's no penetration going on whatsoever at all?
Yeah, but I'm the one doing it.
Oh, got it. I totally hear you. Got it.
Yeah, I'm the one doing it. Like,
see, and that's why, and if I date a lipstick lesbian, I would have to do it too. But you're not going to do me. That's what the AG is for.
Right, but the funny thing about it is because I'm a very aggressive and dominant person to whomever I date. No matter what
right.
the sex, no matter who they are. So it's just like a lot of the lipstick lesbians nowadays, sorry to say this, girl, but they aren't really, like, the ones that say they're lesbians have taken more dick than regular women. You know what I'm saying? And now they're making the transfer over. So
right, because
I don't judge. You know what I'm saying? Even a bisexual, I'm bisexual, but you ain't never ate a kitty. And took dick your whole life, but you're bisexual. Okay, I get it.
You still, girl. You are getting
it. I get it. So you know that sometimes they be, like, missing dick in their life. So sometimes you just got to give it to them. And if you have to buy one and put it on 1 foot at a time, you got to give it to them.
That's definitely a part two. Topic because yeah, I definitely know a few of those.
Femmes that wear straps. Yes.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I also want to let you guys know you can follow me on Twitter at Lady Steel, on Instagram at Official Lady Steel. That's Steel with two E's and an E at the end. Also, I want to thank our guests tonight for being such great sports, for coming on. We had a lot of and tomorrow, next week, we'll actually be talking about fetishes, all different.
I'll call in.
Kinky fetishes. So I anticipate a lot of anonymous callers, and just want the audience.
Wait,
to know
is Kiva gonna be on the line? Please get somebody get Kiva.
That's my
somebody get Kiva. Somebody get Kiva. Call him right now so he's prepped for next week.
If I tell him that that's what the show is gonna be on, I'm sure he's gonna make time for it.
Oh, yeah.
I also want the listeners to make a note of the fact that the S&M show, you know, our second season is winding down. It's coming to an end. The last show will be May 28th, and we're working on a live show in New York. So all of our New York guests, like the two lovely ladies that we have online right now, will be inviting back.
Woohoo!
A live show.
Yes.
Yes. She took the words right out of my mouth.
Which should be nice. And I'll be providing details for when and where and how in the near future.
Very
thank you
nice.
Again. And we'll see you next week.
Wait. I'm mad you got me drinking four Loquitos.
Oh, God.
Really?
Oh, shit.
You know, I got to get off this line, because next thing you know, niggas going to be knowing my life, like, oh, this bitch is right.